Does My Head Look Big in This? Written by Randa Abdel Fattah and read by Rebecca McCauley. My name is Amal Mohammed Nasrullah Abdel Hakim. You can thank my father, paternal grandfather, and paternal great-grandfather for that one. The teachers labelled me slow in preschool because I was the last child to learn how to spell her name. My dad's a doctor and my mum's a dentist. Two major nerds who fell in love during their hibernations in Monash University Medical Library. They were both born in Bethlehem, but there are 52 years of Australian citizenship between them. My dad's name is Mohammed. He drives a metallic red convertible because he's under the misguided delusion that he's still young and cool. He fails to remember that he has a receding hairline and has Italian opera or Palestinian folk songs blasting from his car stereo system. My mum's name is Jamila, which means beautiful in Arabic. She's loud and energetic, loves to laugh, and is neurotically clean. I'm talking about the type who sprays and wipes doorknobs and dusts extension cords, who actually has a spotless laundry, even the cupboard under the sink, and folds back toilet paper rolls into a pretty triangle even when we don't have guests. What did I tell you? Neurotic. Apart from our daily clashes over the state of my bedroom and the million and one insane chores she puts my dad and me up to, he has to get up onto the ladder and wipe the non-existent dust off the light bulbs every month without fail. I'm afraid I can't say, and I really am quite embarrassed about this, that we have the typical mother-teenage-daughter-hate-hate relationship. We actually do the whole bonding at the shops together thing, and I can talk to her about personal stuff and gang up on my dad with her. I suppose our relationship detracts from the whole point of my being a teenager, but at least in my defence I can say that there are always ways to provoke her into an argument, i.e. leave microscopic crumbs on the kitchen bench, a towel on the bathroom floor, a fly screen open. This allows me to let off some steam and have a go at blaming my mum for every problem confronting me in my life. After all, it's a rule. Every teenager should have the chance to say, "You're ruining my life," to their mother at least four times a week.